This government accepts that the final report of the Grenfell Tower inquiry must be the catalyst for long-lasting systemic change. All members of the House, past and present, will have shared my anger over its shocking findings. The inquiry chair, Sir Martin Morbick, and his dedicated team uncovered damning evidence of political, corporate, and individual failings going back decades. These led to the loss of 72 innocent lives. 18 of them were children. On that terrible night in June 2017, Madam Deputy Speaker, it was a deadly betrayal, a national tragedy that must never happen again. I will repeat today what the Prime Minister said in September. To bereaved families, the survivors, and those in the immediate Grenfell community, and some of whom are with us today in the gallery, on behalf of the government, the British state, and those responsible, I am very sorry. The inquiry report made 58 recommendations, of which 37 were directed at the government. The government accepts the findings of the report and will take forward all the recommendations. Yeah. Our response, published today, addresses each in turn and goes further to set out our wider reforms of social housing and on the construction sector. As we make these vital changes, we will publish quarterly reports on the progress and update Parliament annually. The government is open to scrutiny and will remain accountable for its actions. We will prioritise residents and protect their interests and make sure that industry builds safe homes and provide clearer accountability and enforcement. To have anyone, anywhere, living in an unsafe home is one person too many. That will be our guiding principle and must be that of anyone who wants to build or care for our homes. That will be an important part of the legacy of Grenfell. Madam Deputy Speaker, for nearly 8 years, despite their pain, the bereaved, survivors and members of the community have campaigned with determination, not wanting anyone to suffer as they have. And it is fair to say that the building system that we have today is not the same as the one that was justly criticised in the report, the one we had leading up to the tragic events of 2017. But it is also clear that there is still much more to do. So I can announce that we will create a single construction regulator and a chief construction advisor, and we'll set out our detailed plans later this year. And I am accepting the recommendations to professionalise fire engineers and assessors, to licence principal contractors, and to review the role of building control. Where standards are clear and industry has clarity and certainty on how individuals and firms must behave, it encourages investor confidence. And this will improve the safety of residents, support the construction industry, and our mission to deliver economic growth. We have pledged to build 1.5 million homes over the Parliament to tackle our country's acute housing crisis, part of our plan for change to improve the lives of people across the country. And it is vital that these future homes, as well as existing homes, are safe and of a high quality. And I welcome how some parts of the industry have stepped up to lead the necessary change in culture and approach. But, Madam Deputy Speaker, lest we forget. Sir Martin found that just about every institution and organisation charged with keeping the tower safe and protecting those who called it home failed. His most devastating conclusion was that every single death was avoidable. The inquiry uncovered serial incompetence and negligence, complacency and inaction, and blatant dishonesty and greed. The organisations that failed included the government and regulators. The department that I now lead, which failed to act on known risks and ignored, delayed, or disregarded matters affecting the safety of life. And the manufacturing companies, including Arconic, Kingspan, and Celotex, whose products were used to refurbish the tower, the report found that they acted with systemic dishonesty and they missold and they marketed them. Their disgraceful mercenary behaviour put profit before people and exploited the regulatory regime to evade accountability with fatal consequences. And to my disgust and their shame, some have shown little remorse and have refused to even help fix the building safety crisis that they did so much to create. Companies must be held to account for their role in Grenfell. The Parliamentary Secretary to the Cabinet Office is announcing today that she will use new powers under the Procurement Act to investigate Arconic, Kingspan, San Oban as owners of Celotex at the time and other organisations. And I expect swift, decisive action and will ensure progress is reported. But we must do more to make sure that the right rules are in place. To this day, critical gaps persist in how construction products are regulated. Only with rigorous reform will we transform the culture that allowed the tragedy to happen. Madam Deputy Speaker, to achieve this, we are also publishing today a construction products reform green paper. It will help us to cut out the rot in the sector and allow competence to take root. Safety will come first and a culture of responsibility will prevail. We will celebrate those that lead the way and those that fall short will suffer the consequences. In the future, rogue companies will be held to account. Our green paper sets out our ideas for how prison time for executives who break the rules and unlimited fines where safety is put at risk. We will do whatever it takes. Across the sector, we know that there is appetite for change. That change is overdue, and we will lead it. I pay tribute to the enduring resilience and resolve of the bereaved families and the survivors and members of the immediate community. Their campaigning has seen new legislation passed, which members of this government also supported, that has made our public realm more secure. Everyone is safer thanks to the Building Safety Act, which set new standards for construction of residential buildings in England. It introduced the Building Safety Regulator and provisions for high-risk buildings. All people living in flats now know that the entrance doors, external walls and structure of their homes are in scope of fire risk assessments, thanks to the Fire Safety Act. There are new duties for owners and managers of buildings and blocks of flats. The Social Housing Act ensures that landlords are held to account. I have challenged the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea to demonstrate how they have changed by becoming an exemplar landlord and local authority. And I'll be keeping a close eye on their progress. And we will listen to their tenants to assess whether they have succeeded. We are pushing ahead with the Remediation Acceleration Plan to fix all buildings around the country still with dangerous cladding, and where building owners fall short, we will act. We are introducing regulations to improve the fire safety and evacuation of disabled and vulnerable residents in high-rise and higher-risk residential buildings. Hear, hear. And as of the 1st of April, ministerial responsibilities for fire functions will move from the Home Office to my department, in line with the inquiry's recommendation that we bring responsibility for fire safety into a single government department. Madam Deputy Speaker, people and their safety are front and centre of our inquiry response. But there remains a stark and terrible reality. The bereaved and the survivors and members of the Grenfell community are still waiting for the justice they need and deserve. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And justice must be done. Madam Deputy Speaker, the ongoing Metropolitan Police investigation is amongst the biggest it has ever undertaken, and the Met has the Government's full support. In September, the Prime Minister rightly said that this tragedy posed questions about what social justice means in Britain today, whether the voices of working class people, those with disabilities, those of colour are ignored and dismissed. I am here to say that we will not be that country. We will be a country where decent housing, where security, where safety, where peace of mind are shared by all and not just the privilege of a few. The lessons of this inquiry should not have taken a tragedy to unearth. We will honour the memory of those who lost their lives by bringing about meaningful change in their name, change that will make life better for everyone. We are under no illusions about the scale of the task at hand. The responsibility to deliver lasting change is the privilege of leadership. This will not be done by government alone, but we will put our voice and our power in the service and the cause that the Grenfell community has continued to fight for nearly 8 long years. We will together bring about the transformational change that people of this country deserve. And Madam Deputy Speaker, it is with that admiration for their spirit and the determination to honour it that I commend this statement to the House.